Millie, Aubrey, and Jonah Story have never met their wealthy grandmother Mildred, who mysteriously cut off all contact with her four children 24 years ago. When they each receive letters inviting them to work at her luxury resort for the summer, their reactions couldn't be more different. Millie, the confident fashionista from New York, initially refuses until bribed with a diamond necklace. Aubrey, the quiet swimmer from Connecticut, sees it as an escape from her crumbling family life. And then there's Jonah, except the person who arrives on Gull Cove Island isn't actually Jonah's story at all. Their first meeting on the ferry sets the tone for their complicated relationships. Millie immediately clashes with the handsome Jonah while forming a tentative bond with the reserved Aubrey. Their arrival brings the first of many surprises. Their grandmother had no idea they were coming. The invitation was a forgery, and someone has deliberately orchestrated their presence on the island. As they settle into their summer jobs at the resort, they begin forming genuine bonds despite their suspicions. What starts as a reluctant alliance gradually transforms into something deeper as they realize they'll need each other to uncover the truth about why their parents were disowned and what dark secrets lie buried in the Story family history. Millie confronts Jonah after catching him eating shrimp despite his claimed shellfish allergy. After pickpocketing his wallet, she discovers he's actually Jonah North from Boston, hired by the real Jonah Story to take his place. Despite her initial fury, especially given their romantic connection, Millie and Aubrey decide to keep his secret, as they need allies at Story House. The fake Jonah's motivation is personal vengeance. 3 years ago, his family lost their generations-old billiards hall and savings to a financial scheme run by Anders Story, the real Jonah's father. While he came seeking justice, his feelings for Millie now complicates his plans. Meanwhile, Mildred shows a troubling preference for Aubrey while treating Millie with cool indifference, particularly painful since Millie is her namesake and resembles Mildred's deceased daughter, Allison. This favoritism strains the cousins' relationship. Everything implodes at the summer gala when the real Jonah Story and his father, Anders, unexpectedly appear, transforming the cousin's summer into something far more dangerous than anticipated. As the cousins investigate, they uncover two suspicious deaths connected to their parents' generation: Matt Ryan's drowning at Cuddy Beach in 1996 and Kayla Dugas's car accident the following year. Both deaths coincided with their parents' disinheritance, suggesting a connection. History student Hazel Baxter Clement helps them map a complicated relationship web. Matt dated Allison Story, Millie's mother, before becoming involved with Kayla, who had previously dated Anders. This tangle hints at potential motives for jealousy and revenge. Their investigation intensifies when they discover contradicting versions of Kayla's autopsy report. Dr. Baxter's copy shows Laura's a PAM in her system, while her family's version doesn't, suggesting she was drugged before her crash, potentially turning an accident into murder. Flashbacks from Allison's perspective reveal her brothers Anders and Adam acting suspiciously the night Matt drowned. In one disturbing scene, Allison overhears Anders saying they were taking care of a problem while staring at the waters where Matt disappeared. How far would someone go to protect a family secret? For the Story family, the answer appears to be murder, twice, and the cousins are dangerously close to uncovering the truth. The investigation takes a dramatic turn when Aubrey notices her grandmother's photos lack a distinctive birthmark. Combined with other inconsistencies, changed taste in art, disinterest in baseball, and Dr. Baxter's cryptic warnings, the cousins theorize that Mildred's story might be an imposter. This theory strengthens when Hazel discovers medical records showing Mildred had hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a condition she couldn't have survived for 24 years without treatment. At Catmint House, Aubrey confronts Mildred, who reveals herself as Teresa Ryan, Matt's mother. Teresa admits impersonating Mildred for decades as revenge for Matt's death, which she believes Anders orchestrated while Adam did nothing. The truth emerges. After Mildred died naturally, Teresa and her sister Paula assumed her identity with help from Donald Camden and Dr. Baxter. They isolated Mildred's children, believing they deserved to lose their mother as Teresa had lost her son. Donald killed Kayla when she discovered too much about Matt's death after overhearing Anders confess. When Teresa threatens Aubrey, Archer offers himself instead. During the struggle, Teresa is shot, and Paula sets fire to Catman House. Though Archer helps Aubrey and Teresa escape, Teresa dies as the ancestral home burns, symbolically destroying the family's tainted legacy. The Story family's wealth created a bubble of privilege around the siblings, particularly Anders and Adam, who operated as if immune to consequences. Their belief in family status as protection extended from minor infractions settled with donations to serious crimes covered through political connections. Anders lured Matt Ryan into dangerous waters for privilege-driven reasons. Matt wasn't merely a townie dating Anders' ex-girlfriend and sister. He threatened their perceived right to control island affairs by refusing to acknowledge their social hierarchy. The family motto, "Family First, Always," functioned as both shield and prison, justifying increasingly egregious behavior. This toxic loyalty manifested in Allison's silence about Matt's death despite carrying his child, the family's blindness to Anders' financial schemes, and intimidation of potential whistleblowers. The ultimate irony, the Story fortune had completely dissolved. Houses entered foreclosure, investments were drained, and insurance had lapsed. They maintained a facade of wealth through desperate financial maneuvers, living on credit and reputation while their actual fortune crumbled. Wealth, meant to provide security, instead destroyed this family from within. 5 months after the revelations, the cousins forge new paths amid transformed family dynamics. Jonah and Millie's relationship has deepened despite the distance between Providence and New York. Their shared trauma has strengthened their bond, though nightmares occasionally resurface. Aubrey's swimming career flourishes with Division I schools competing for her. She's adjusting to having a 2-month-old half-brother and visits her father's new family twice monthly, building relationships untainted by the family's dark history. The Story's siblings navigate post-scandal life with mixed results. Adam's best-selling Family of Lies plummets as his publisher cancels his follow-up contract. Anders struggles to rebuild his business as investors remain wary. Archer undergoes the most surprising transformation, finding fulfillment as a high school history teacher, free from the family's wealth obsession. Hope emerges that the younger generation might break free from toxic patterns. The cousins' genuine bonds, forged through shared trauma and support, contrast sharply with their parents' dysfunction. Where the Story siblings used family first to justify covering crimes, the cousins used their connection to uncover truth and build authentic relationships. Their story shows that while inheritance determines our starting point, it needn't dictate our destination. With awareness and mutual support, even entrenched family patterns can be reformed.